So I will breathe because I have some great stuff for today. And we are celebrating, we're in the process of celebrating everywhere Gay Pride Month. And I talked last week and began speaking about a lot of the history and how important it is for us to have a greater awareness. That's the point when we are experiencing in our humanness over the past several years, we're becoming more aware of our judgments, of our isms, of and that's the reminder for us to pay attention to the ways we get off track. Thank you. But all the isms, racism, sexism, genderism, just so many things out there have progressed throughout time with great discrimination expressed, with great bigotry, with great judgment, and not the right and appropriate kind of wisdom judgment, but the place of human separation type of judgment. And so last week I was talking about to have more awareness of the unconscious messages we have received that are what we call inherent in race consciousness. And so even though we may not feel that way, there is so much belief system out there that it's in an energetic environment around us. And to recognize that and to see when we get kind of pulled into that, or to see when in our own selves we still continue to carry these judgments that a lot of times we're not even aware of. So that's what I was talking about last week. This week, my title is Gay Pride Month, Honoring Human Rights, Honoring All Human Rights. And recognizing the anomalies and the egregious discrimination oftentimes for LGBTQ community and their human rights. And as we begin to take this month to choicefully be more aware, it's really important to start kind of waking up to the little subtle underlying things that live in our minds and in our communities and in with our friends. I love this quote. It's by Ernest J. Gaines. He's a noted author. He's been translated into many languages. He says, "Why is it that as a culture, we're more comfortable seeing two men holding guns than holding hands?" Whew. Yeah. And Barbara Giddings, who was a prominent American activist, she was fighting on behalf of the LGBTQ population, and she took on the United States government by picketing to stop them from barring the gay applicants from employment. And she says, equality means more than passing laws, because we have laws in place. But it means more than passing laws. The struggle is really one in the hearts and minds of the community where it really counts. So this is just a month and a time for us to really kind of pay attention. Where are our hearts and our minds? Where are our thoughts, our thinking? In Proverbs from Scripture 14:8, it says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception." So what Scripture is saying to us here is like, how many times have we fooled ourselves in not even recognizing our biases, our judgments, our criticalness, our bigotry? And so it is wisdom to be aware of our thoughts, to be aware of how we interact with others. And in this time, particularly, where belief systems are fomenting so strongly to the surface, and at times can seem like they are overcoming strides that we had made forward in a positive manner. It is important for us in having this greater awareness and then in supporting all human civil rights. It is important to continue to shine light forth upon the whole situation. To notice when we get triggered. I don't watch news, so thank goodness a lot of you tell me what's going on, or my family, because I don't know what's happening. It's good to hear. I mean, we bless Canada too. I forgot to include them in our prayers, but you know, I just don't know what's going on, because if I watch the news, what happens to me is, phew, there I go. Anybody else? Yeah, holy cow, of course we do. It's human nature. It is what the news is based on, their awareness that as they foment things up, people will react and then go, whoa, 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 you know? And that's how they get readers or viewership. Ah. And that doesn't assume that we should stay informed. So please do not get me wrong, because that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, for those of you who watch, that's a wonderful time to, in a greater awareness, when something gets triggered in you, to recognize it's probably triggering other people, but to shift into the core of your being and to be aware of the overlying message and teachings of Jesus, which was about love. And I said last week, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. And all of his teachings revolved around that understanding of our humanity's oneness, our connectedness, and the importance of that. And so as we are moving through this month, it's a great time to be more aware and to notice what actions we personally can take. But first, I want to talk a little bit around the challenges of gay rights. And let's see, I have a lot of good stuff here. And this is from Susan, this is from the Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights in the United Nations. And I pulled a lot of information from there last time and this time also. And it says, discrimination against LGBTI Q questioning plus people undermines the human rights principles outlined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, friends. That's already in place. And how often is it stepped upon and ignored? Yet discrimination, violence against people in the LGBTI community are all too common. Homophobic, biphobic, and transphobic attitudes remain deeply embedded in many cultures around the world. And as a slight aside, and I don't have a slide for this, but from Yale Medical, it's saying that around the world, there is approximately 83% of the gay community who do not come out openly. 83% who are. 83% of the people around the world who do not have the freedoms or who fear for their lives do not come out and are not true to who they are. Okay, so going on. Protecting LGBTI people from violence and discrimination does not require a new set of human rights laws or standards. States are legally required to safeguard the human rights of LGBTIQ people. This is well established in international human rights law. It is based on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other international human rights treaties. Well, you know, and what? And is it ignored? Is it just, are people blind to that? It's like, this is where awareness, we really need to keep recognizing these laws and things are in state, but until we change our thinking, as the other quote said, the hearts and our minds, until we're willing to take a look at the bigotry, the biases, the discriminations and the judgments we've carried, oftentimes even unconsciously, because of what we've been taught or because it was passed down in our families or in our communities, until we are really willing and ready to begin noticing that, then the human rights will not be upheld, even though they're already in place. The core obligations of states with respect to protecting the human rights of LGBT people include obligations to protect individuals from homophobic and transphobic violence, to prevent torture and cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, to repeal laws criminalizing same-sex relations and transgender people, to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, and to safeguard freedoms of expression, association, and peaceful assembly for LGBTI people. Ooh, as we breathe into this, do we see these laws being upheld? No. So it is so very important to honor this Gay Pride Month that brings us to seeing things more clearly, that brings us into awareness that it is up to each of us within the heart of our being to say no to the erroneous belief systems that people have carried. And we can understand more readily scientifically rather than in older mythological or beliefs, and I don't know if it's mythological, but belief systems that have been resident oftentimes in religious teachings and in other teachings. We can recognize scientifically the truths of the LGBTI community. And though we may not understand, to embrace and be willing to learn and to share and to have conversation. Because if it's, you know, if something's not in your experience, if you're not an opera singer, you really don't kind of pay attention to what it takes to be an opera singer or a concert pianist or to be a soccer player or to be an artist. But those are things that we don't hold the judgments against as we do some of our isms that we carry. A Canadian actor, many of you may know, Elliot Page, he was assigned female at birth, and he is one of the first transgender males to come forth. He came out in December of 2020. In the acting community, and he said, we deserve to experience love fully, equally, without shame, and without compromise. Absolutely, friends. Would you want anyone to walk into your house and say, you should not be cooking that for your dinner because I don't like that? Yeah. And yet we want to get all up in everybody else's business, don't we? It's a little bit of part of human nature, and not to, you know, beat ourselves up and not to judge ourselves, you know, so much that then we spiral down, but to just be aware, friends. Okay, and I'm going to try and pronounce this. I looked it up, so I may stumble a little. It's Johanna Sigurdardottir, and I did that phonetically because... anybody else want to try that one? Yeah, there we go. Thank you. That was good, John. Yeah. Okie dokie. So she was the former Icelandic prime minister and the first openly gay head of state. And she uttered these words that I'm going to say in just a moment in a speech in a 2014 Pride Festival. She was thankful that her native country was making strides toward acceptance and equal rights for LGBTQ people. However, she emphasized that until these rights are status quo all over the world, we cannot consider ourselves truly free. This marked one of the first calls from a head of state to make gay rights the standard worldwide. And she said, It is absolutely imperative that every human being's freedom and human rights are respected all over the world, friends. Amen. Do I hear an amen on that? Yes. So, dear ones, as we are experiencing this time with a lot of polarities that are coming to the surface, with people who are carrying different types of belief systems and who are rising up perhaps in anger or in controversy, it is so important for us to breathe into the prayerfulness of healing. So let's willingly take steps to better understand, support, and honor gay human rights, friends. Let's willingly take steps to not, you know, battle like this, like the elk do when they come together and they're, you know, but to stand firm in a space of love and to not throw back at somebody the anger that we might receive from them. And that's a tall order. But we can take steps, friends. We can take steps. The website is the OHC. HR, it's for human rights. That's another organization. Thank you. Human Rights Campaign. I couldn't think of that. They say what human rights violations do the LGBTI people face the most? It says they are exposed to various types of discrimination, including being discriminated against in education, employment, and health care, mistreated and disowned by their own families, targeted for physical attacks and extreme violence, and many, many more egregious discriminations, sometimes subtle, sometimes not so subtle. And so, friends, as I was saying, let us embrace the message of Jesus. In the scripture, 1 John 4, verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." Everyone. That embraces us all. And it embraces each of us too, as we may individually be facing some challenges in our own belief systems. We all grew up in different families, in different regions. We were taught things. And of course, when you're taught something as a child and it's an adult, it's like, that must be right. And it just becomes sort of, you know, intrinsic in us. But this is a time to begin healing that. This is a time to be more aware and to take steps forward. So as I continue to read a few things, I'm going to invite you here to think about, and I'm going to invite those of you who are online to post some things on what will I do, what will we do differently during this month in order to be more aware and in order to more honor and support gay human rights, all human rights. And as you think about that, I will share scripture from Matthew 7, 1 through 2. "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged," friends. So while I can sit here and be self-righteous against those people who discriminate in ways that I don't believe in, it is important for me to step off of my judgment box also and to just embrace with love that I may not know that person's background, what they were exposed to, that I'm going to say it, that believe it or not, I'm not always right. Yeah. And oftentimes we sort of do, whether consciously or unconsciously, but I know it all. But this is inviting us to just be instead in the place of love, not in confrontation, but in holding strong in our awareness of embracing all, of upholding human rights for all people, even when we don't understand, even when it's foreign to us, even when it's kind of like, well, I don't know, what is that? But to truthfully be willing to take some steps. So here was something, and I'm sorry, Susan, I'm making you look at those. I'm going to have you pop something up on here. And this is, once again, from the Human Rights Campaign. And this is a few things you can do, especially for youth, because our youth are challenged. It's not always easy to speak out. It says, take time to listen and learn from LGBTQ youth. And once you've done that, take the time then to educate others. When was the last time you sat down and talked to a young person? And ask them, well, what do they feel? And you know, my experience is that gender is becoming more of a non-issue for most of our younger youth. And to embrace that, you know, we're not classified male, female, trans, you know, it's like we are humans. We are each individuals, and we all bring that to the table. It says, be a role model for kindness and inclusion. Learn how to speak up against everyday bigotry. How many times, you know, standing around the traditional water cooler, I don't know that we even do that anymore, but, you know, in all the places where you show up, in your social realms, and you hear somebody make a slander or a slur. Now, I'm not saying, you know, jump on them and go, you know, like that. But it's like, you can say, you know, I see it differently. And invite others to maybe engage with you as well on that. It says, show young people that they can be authentic around you. Look for ways you can demonstrate to the people in your life that they can be themselves around you. And this is in so many ways. It deals not just to sexual orientation and genderism. It applies to everything. To be able to come out and say, yeah, I never wanted to be a doctor. I'm not going to be a doctor. I want to play music. Or I want to be an artist. Or I want to sing and dance. Or, yes, I do want to be a lawyer or a doctor. And take action at the local level to create safe spaces. Consider contacting your local school board and encouraging members to adopt inclusive policies. Stay informed and get involved in the fights ahead. So friends, have we had anybody post anything yet, Susan?
Yes. I heard that, Reverend Sandy. And then she says, holding love for all, working to be tolerant of all. And then Suzanne says, when I go into judgment mode, I purposely step back and bless that person until I can see them through a loving heart, shifting my perspective in that moment.
Thank you. And so most of you here know Vicky's my sister in California. So that's why I could say that. By the way, they're coming for a visit, she and my brother-in-law. Anyways, I digress. What are other kinds of things that we could do? What about watching? There's so many movies that are out right now. There's documentaries. There's wonderful movies. And just notice, you know, how you experience seeing gay couples together. And notice those little things, like, you know, the mind says, oh, no, I'm fine with that. But yet I notice for myself there's a moment of, oh wow. Because it wasn't as accepted. I mean, and I'm from California, I'm from a very open family, and so I'm grateful for that. But you know, it's like just noticing those things inside of us. What are other things? Think of things you can do. Well, we've got the Gay Pride Festival that many of us are going to be participating in. Susan has another one.
Colleen says, this month, watch or engage with LGBTQ media, like books or shows, to support the content creators and educate ourselves.
Yes. Anybody else? How about just being self-aware? Yeah, Sue Ellen.
Unto others as you would have them do unto you. But he said, oneness of the world. We could also rephrase that as what I do to other people, I do to myself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't forget that energy that we can put out that's of anger or whatever that just flies right back at us. Yes, Natalie. Okay, so I don't know if those of you at home, Kevin, were they able? No, okay. So our dearest little Natalie, our precious singer from earlier, said when people get into fighting it out there, don't engage in that, right? Don't keep passing it on. Don't keep creating it becoming larger. Because once you do and engage in that, you don't heal but to love instead. So thank you for that. Yeah, really, yeah. Rick Parnell, who is the CEO of the Foundation for Climate Restoration, and he's a gay rights advocate. He's also the United Nations COO. And he says, to realize a world of equality and dignity for all, we will have to change laws and policies. We will also have to change hearts and minds. So there are laws and policies in place, but we have to continue to seek and ask for more of that. So those are some steps we can take, being in touch with our politicians, letting them know what's important to us and working to change those, but most importantly, to change our minds and our hearts. And Angela Davis, who's a professor of the University of California, she's a political activist and author. She says, I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. So let us be a part of this, celebrating this wonderful month of gay pride recognition and of becoming more knowledgeable ourselves, of listening, of reaching out, of connecting, of exploring, having conversations, being willing to say, I don't understand this. Can you help me understand? Can you help me just know, you know, I might be different than you, you're different than me, and that's okay. And so to be about this, that conversation, that connection throughout this month, that it then moves us forward into a greater sense of humanity and oneness and supporting human honoring human gay civil rights. So I will close with two quotes. One is from Zachary Quinto. He's an actor and a producer. And he says, our society needs to recognize the unstoppable momentum toward unequivocal civil equality for every gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender citizen of this country. We are recognizing that there is that unstoppable momentum. And even though there's a lot that is coming up now that seems opposing to that, we can recognize that that's a part of the healing process, that that has always been there. It didn't just all of a sudden get there. It's been there, but it has been underlying, and now it's coming to the surface because that's the only way it can be healed. And Ban Ki-moon was the former Secretary General of the United Nations. He is a South Korean diplomat. And he says, we declare that human rights are for all of us all the time, whoever we are and wherever we are from, no matter our class, our opinions, our sexual orientation. Friends, let's carry that in our hearts. And let's let this continue to be a month of supporting gay rights and an understanding of love and healing for all of us.